Okay. I'm the last stranger. Well, not the really last one, but the last one in this verse. So it's called the carnivorous demon of doubt. Okay, roaming in the space of darkest confusion, tormenting those who strive for ultimate aims, it is viciously lethal to liberation. The carnivorous demon of doubt, please protect us from this danger. So, asking Tara, requesting Tara's wisdom to protect us from this. So, roaming in the space of darkest confusion. So that means based on ignorance, okay? So the mind is, and by ignorance we don't just mean like not being able to see the ultimate reality clearly. We mean grasping it to exist in the opposite way from how it actually exists, okay? And so when we say confusion here, we're not just talking about confusion like you got up in the morning and you can't find your slippers. Okay, we're not talking about confusion like that, or confusion like after you've gotten drunk and, you know, what happened last night. We're talking here about the ignorance that lies at the root of samsara. Okay? So roaming in the space of the darkest confusion, tormenting those who strive for ultimate aims. So the ultimate aims are liberation and, of course, enlightenment. Liberation, if you are a hearer or solitary realizer practitioner, full enlightenment or full awakening, if you are a Mahayana practitioner. And so if you're really focused on liberation or enlightenment, doubt torments you. You know, it becomes something that completely won't let you be in peace. It won't let you follow the path and follow your aim and go where you want to go, because you're stuck there going, well, should this, or is it this way, or is it that way? And so that's why they always say that trying to practice is like, with doubt, that kind of doubt, is like trying to sew with a two-pointed needle. You know, you just can't get anywhere. Yeah. And so we can stand there and just go, you know, well, is the Buddha a good guide or not a good guide? Is the Dharma true or is it not true? You know, does the Sangha exist or not exist? Is my mind really the source of happiness and suffering? Or, you know, maybe there's God, maybe, or there's the president, or there's my husband, or, you know, they're the cause of my happiness and suffering. Something external, you know, and you can't reach any conclusion, yeah. And you're standing there, and this is the kind of doubt that is mostly inclined towards the wrong conclusion, not the doubt that's going towards the right one. So it's a deluded doubt, and so you kind of want to practice, but then your mind won't let you because you're not sure if practice leads anywhere, if it's worthwhile. You know, you even doubt the instructions, so you don't know how to practice. You know, do I do breathing meditation, or do I do analytic meditation? Maybe I should do some visualization. You know, there's too many things. What do I practice? And we're all very familiar with it, aren't we? Okay? So this kind of doubt torments us. And if we don't get any clarity, we just sit in it and don't do any real practice because our mind won't let us. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, Tantra is the highest thing, so maybe I should do that now. But then I don't have the right foundation, but I can get that later. But what's the right foundation anyway? I don't really know. Yeah, so then we can't move. And I think one of the tricky things about doubt is that often we don't recognize it as an affliction. We just stay in that state of confusion and perplexity without saying to ourselves, oh, this is an afflicted state of mind. Yeah. Yeah, I don't really think practice is very worthwhile. Anyway, I can't do it right even if I did. You know, this kind of doubts, doubting ourselves, the path, doubting everything. And we don't recognize it as an affliction. We think that it's a proper way to think. Yeah. In fact, we think most of our afflictions are the proper way to think. And that's why we are roaming in the space of darkest confusion. Okay? So, let's start on doubt. We'll talk a little bit more about it. But, you know, try, you know, just when your mind gets in that state, especially because your mind is so unhappy and so tormented, try stepping back and saying, you know, what if your mind is unhappy and tormented, there's affliction present. Okay? So step back and say, what affliction is this? Yeah. And often in this kind of thing, you'll say, oh, it's doubt. It's not anger, is it? It's not resentment, but it's doubt. Some of the afflictions, like I said, they're very hard to recognize as afflictions, aren't they? Attachment feels good. That's not an affliction. Anger feels bad. So other people's anger is an affliction. Mine is protection. Yeah. Ignorance, you don't even notice. Doubt makes sense and seems completely reasonable.